written and read by Harry Hill. He prowled the stage like a prize fighter, rolling out one-liners in waves. Bang! That was a belter. Whack! That one was a killer. Pow! That one knocked them dead on their feet. The audience were reeling now, dazed. Their heads were thrown back in laughter. They were out of control. Tears were streaming down their hot, sweaty faces. Snot was bubbling out of their noses. Three of them looked like they were about to choke. Then, just as the laughter was starting to subside, thwack! He let rip with another gag, even funnier than the last. Splat! Bop! Kaboom! When he'd first walked out on stage, they'd been just a room full of people. Now they were a single being, united in their love of his stand-up comedy skills. "That's all from me. Good night," he shouted, and was gone. As he walked off the stage of the mighty Hammersmith Apollo, the applause was deafening, and Matt Mills, aged just 12, loved every minute of it. "They're on their feet, Matt," gushed the MC as Matt passed him in the wings. "They want a bit more. You better go back on or there'll be a riot." Matt rolled his eyes as if taking this kind of adulation from a few thousand people was a daily occurrence. Then the chanting started. "More, more, more, more. We want Matt Mills. We want Matt Mills." "Just another day at the office," said Matt, his face breaking into a big smile. With that, he turned a full 180 and walked back out to meet his crowd, to even bigger cheers than before. Three encores later, and Matt found himself at the stage door, fighting his way through a barrage of flashes. A huge crowd of paparazzi and excited fans had gathered with cameras and smartphones held aloft.
"Matt, can I get a selfie? Matt, will you sign my ticket? Matt, will you sign my dad's bald head?"
Girls, boys, men, women, children, people of all ages, sizes and colours were clamouring for a piece of him.
"Matt, I love you,"
screamed one old lady, clutching a bottle of beer and a felt-tip pen. "I love me too," he quipped, to another massive laugh. He couldn't help himself. He was just so funny. "You didn't just knock him dead, Matt. You buried him," said Matt's manager as he sank back into the plush leather seat of his limo. "Now we need to talk about the tour." "Sure, where do you want to start it?" said Matt, taking a tub of ice cream out of the in-car fridge. "We start with 12 nights at the O2 Arena, then hit all the major cities in the UK," said his manager. "And then," quizzed Matt, "we hit the States." Matt nodded coolly, flicking on the TV to see a video of himself outside the Apollo from just 10 minutes earlier. "We interrupt this program to bring you a newsflash," said the presenter.